And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host today, Pastor Butch, and
hello, Melody.
Pastor Butch Paul. Let's get your last name in there.
Hello. That's all right. You know, I was just thinking, your name or your program really is relevant today. Financial Survival.
Financial Survival.
That's what it's boiling down to.
It is.
That's what it's boiling down to. It's going to get much, much, much worse, I'm afraid. Go ahead.
It's going to get much worse. I mean, I hate it when I lose an article that I wanted to talk about. But the system's broke. I mean, you can say, you know, whatever you want about the coronavirus, but the system is broke. And that's what you have to come to grips with. And it's just a matter of how it comes undone, unwound. And yeah, they can still pull a hat out of their, or a rabbit out of their hat, or wherever.
They
but they're going to try to do what they can. But the problem is, we haven't seen anything yet. But I'm going to go ahead and talk about the gold prices today. A shock to many. Buying opportunity for many, many. And we have gold down right now in the New York spot price aftermarket down $65, a little over 4% at $1,570. I mean, when you really think about $1,570, you think, oh my gosh, it's down $65. I've said for a long time, it's not going to go below $1,550. That's a big, big, big number to break. We're at $1,570. Silver down $1.08. $1,574. You have platinum down $98, $768. That was down 11%. Palladium down 19%, $434 at $1,910. Now, you can say what you want about gold being down 4%, but sure beats all the other ones that are down much, much higher, like 19% and 11%. This is the catch, ladies and gentlemen. The USDX, 97.36, up 0.70. It was up over 98 earlier in the day. That is the key, I believe, this is my opinion, to gold. I think they're doing everything in their power to keep interest in the bonds. You have the Fed going in there, buying the treasuries, keeping the dollar strong, because once that's over, once you don't have any buyers for your treasuries, for your bonds, and we already know the bid to ask on I think it was the 30-year that I heard, is something they've never seen before. And yesterday, they were talking about no interests. You know, the auctions a month ago, it was hard to sell them. So when that goes, that's what they're trying to protect. They're not trying to protect the stock market. They're not trying to protect any other market. What they're trying to do is protect the dollar and the bonds. You have crude oil down 191. That's off its low at 31.07. And the stock market today, you have the stock market. Let me get to that. Of course, it was down 2,100 points earlier. It's down. We had the Dow plunge 10%. It's the worst day since the 1987 market crash. The Dow right now is down a little over, is almost 9% at 2,040. The S&P was down 8.5%, 2,508. You have the NASDAQ down 8%, 7,286. You have, let me go back to my regular market prices. Well, I take it back. Let me see. I think we're down. Hold on a second. These last numbers are coming through. I actually show the Dow down 2,300 points, 2,352.
Wow.
I was actually, those numbers, the first ones, I was taking them off CNBC. Well, I guess they're wrong. My regular market, where I always get my numbers, The Dow is down 2,352, down 10%, 21,200. The NASDAQ was down 9.43%, so I'm making corrections on the stupid CNBC numbers that they falsely put up there, making people believe it's not as bad as it was. The NASDAQ down 750 points at 7,201. The S&P down 260, down 9.51%, 2,480. 10-year yield, 0.84%. Japan was down 4.5%. Germany was down 12%. London was down 10%. Hong Kong was down over 3.5%. The New York Fed vows to pump $1.5 trillion to fight coronavirus-linked highly unusual disruptions on Wall Street. Now, yesterday we talked about they were using the word protection. To me, that's a bailout. So the New York Fed announced plans today to inject vast amounts of money into the financial system, totaling at least $1.5 trillion. And the Fed promised to start purchasing a range of treasuries, a step that effectively marks a return to the 2008 crisis-era bond-buying program known as quantitative easing. Folks, they've been doing that for a long time. They just haven't termed it quantitative easing. The Fed said the dramatic moves will address highly unusual disruptions in the Treasury market linked to the coronavirus outbreak. This accelerates week-long efforts by the New York Fed aimed at easing fears that companies will lose access to capital or that markets will become unhinged. The Fed is all in. They fired their nuclear weapon, and they did it because financial markets are seizing up. There is no liquidity in the markets, and they are trying to unstick them. So even the supposedly the ultra-safe government bond market malfunctioned. Even though treasuries are supposed to be the safest assets on the planet, liquidity dried up in that market. That's what I was telling you. The market, in a sense, broke today. But the Fed came out and fixed it to some degree. So how much longer or the Fed is going to continue to pump this kind of money into the markets? The Fed said it would offer $500 billion in a three-month repo, and then we'll do the same thing the next day. The Fed said it will offer a $500 billion one-month repo operation on Friday and take additional steps as well. The Fed's New York Fed's move briefly improved the move. We saw it move up a little bit. Not much. We even saw gold beginning to come back. This is a full-blown crisis response operation intended to make it abundantly clear that the Fed will not allow liquidity to drive up. And at the same time, the Fed is trying to ease concerns that banks won't have enough cash to lend to jittery businesses. No, they're just going to go out of business. And this is to make sure banks don't have any funding issues. And a lot of these quotes that I'm talking to you came from various analysts from the Fed and so forth. So the Fed has repeatedly ramped up its cash injections this week. And if the markets shut down like they did in 2008, banks would stop lending to each other and cut off capital provided to corporate America. Well, that's the problem anyway. That is the big problem. So not only do we have a health crisis, we also have a credit crisis. And so this whole thing, the whole idea is to make sure banks maintain capital available for businesses. And this isn't a direct injection into those businesses, but it's as close as they can get. But it truly...
It's amazing. I'm sitting listening to you thinking, I've never seen this before, ever. I mean, this is new territory for me anyway, all this massive influx. But I'm sitting there thinking also that they're really not pumping any money into it. They're pumping in digits on a computer. They're not pumping any money in there. They're not doing, not even paper money is going out there. It's all digits on a computer. There is nothing there but air. They're trying to blow it up with nothing substantial to do it with. It can't go on. And if they're this far in, 500 billion, my gosh, Mel, that's $500 billion. How long? They can't do that very long, even on a digit on a computer, are, without something blowing up in the face.
They already committed to $1.5 trillion.
That is absolutely absurd. It's going to, when it blows, it's going to hurt. Oh, it's
going
to hurt. And
going
businesses
to
now
blow.
Are literally businesses. Yeah, really.
It has
yeah.
blown.
It has blown, and it's just they're just trying to refuel it somehow. But to see what's happening though with the businesses that are actually hurting now because of this sort of coronavirus, I mean, people laying off, literally laying people off. Businesses are starting to suffer. And I was told today from Crystal works in the office here, and she works part time at Tudor Biscuit World, and so does her daughter. The daughter worked today. She called and said that the food truck was in today, delivered the food, and they were talking about shutting down the warehouse for where the food comes from. So they supply Subway, they supply Tudor's and other small restaurants in Somersville next to where I live. If this is true, then those businesses, I mean, where are they going to get the food? Where are they going to buy it from? They could even be shutting down fast food restaurants in this area anyway. They're talking about that. So I don't know, but all this is coming out really fast. And it's like a freight train coming at you. You can certainly see it coming down. But I'm just listening to your figures, and I'm thinking that's way above what I can comprehend. They're just pulling out every stop they can, trying to turn this thing around.
And the thing about it is, could have this all been not totally avoided? We don't know. We've been talking about a recession coming into this country for a long, long time. We had the inverted yield curves. We had the Fed pumping money into the system back in September. These were all huge cracks and all the other things that we've talked about on this program. So we were all warned. We all knew what was coming. We just didn't know what the catalyst was that would create the system. We had a tendency to look towards more war because that was their normal go-to, for situations and so forth. It was always war. So this is a different type of a war. And never let a crisis go wasted, I guess, is the thing.
That's right.
But, I mean, so we could have I don't know what we could have prevented. But all these things and the panic, if we'd have information, if they would do the CDC, I see a headline, the CDC only tested 77 this week? Are you kidding me? Is that how incompetent? I mean, we've always known D.C. is incompetent. We all know the politicians in D.C. are incompetent. They have been. They always will be, I think. But, I mean, this is a stick-you-in-your-face incompetency. And yet, I can't believe that the approval rating for these guys in D.C. is as strong as it still is. We talk about airlines, hotels. What do you think the unemployment rate's going to be? Airlines, hotels, travel agencies, event companies. They're all laying off. The Port of Los Angeles, 145 drivers have been laid off. Others have been sent home without pay as massive ships from China stopped arriving and work dried up. The busiest port in the U.S., Port of Los Angeles. It became a ghost town. They said the port has never been this quiet, not even during the Great Recession. The ongoing lack of cargo prompted Shippers Transport Express to send layoff notices at the end of February. Here we're just, reading about it, and it's, it truly is amazing.
You just talk about the businesses that are suffering. I just mentioned a fast food restaurant, and I just read an article here, published in the Washington Post. Bakeries are slowing down, and chain restaurants are slowing down. So this is big. And on top of that, we already know the heavy-duty truck industry has been really falling, but it fell 31% in February. 31% more fall in the heavy-duty truck industry. But yet, on the other hand, Melody, maybe the good side, spending wise, the Fed spent more money from October to February than they ever have, $1,991,272,000,000, and they collected in taxes $1,366,750,000,000 taxes. So they're spending more than they ever have and collecting more than they ever have. So the federal government's still out there spending money.
And there's still a deficit.
It is a deficit, and it's going down. It's coming together so fast. And you've been preaching this for years. And we see insanity going to no end. And already the candidates for president this year, the candidates alone have spent over $1 billion, record highs on spending for running for office. And look what's going on with these people that are running. Look what they're saying. Look what they're doing. Basically nothing.
They're doing absolutely nothing coming out of Washington. And, you know, we were talking about the Port of Los Angeles. I'm going to go back to that. This guy says he said the port typically handles over 1,000 containers a night at his part of the operation. This is the guy. He's a trucker for Shippers Transport and Express. 1,000 containers a night at just his part of the operation, including Walmart products, but it's down to 200. He didn't work at all last week.
Wow.
And this is just his section.
Wow.
Travel agencies.
That is amazing.
Yeah. I mean,
well, you know, Royal Caribbean. Go ahead.
So, yeah, restaurants, it's just not that they can't get the food or anything. It's people aren't going there. You have event after event. Closing. Restrictions on events in New York and other places. No more than 250. No more than 500. Shut it down. Close it down. Broadway is shutting down. Congress closes Capitol to public. Ohio shutters all schools for 3 weeks. Domestic travel could be curtailed. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And and yet, what comes out? I listened to the speeches, and I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, you guys all know how he felt about President Trump. I didn't think he was doing what he was getting the credit for. I couldn't support him anymore. There was things I still liked what he said, but he wasn't following through with the things that I liked he was saying with what he was doing.
Would the last night's speech make any sense to you?
It made absolutely no sense.
We'll call that a break.
No
sense at all.
We'll
and
right
he talked
back.
Like a zombie. Like a zombie.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. And I got a lot of news. I got to tell you about Silver Eagles before we go on any further and finish talking about the announcement last night from the White House. Got a notice first thing this morning: American Silver Eagles, the U.S. Mint, is out of them. The U.S. American Silver Eagles, the U.S. Mint, is out of them. Premiums for anything that is available, you're paying anywhere $350 plus for them. $350 plus for them. We do have some 90% silver available. There's probably some secondary rounds floating around. And you know, wholesalers stop selling their Silver Eagles, you know, because they would have to sell them at a loss. So no Silver Eagles, and if you find them, you're paying a huge premium for them. Now, I can remember, but that was when silver was going up to 52. We'd have this type of a market where the U.S. Mint would run out of Silver Eagles, and premiums were $6, $7, $8. Well, I stopped selling them just because I wouldn't dare sell $8 premiums of silver to my customers, because I knew the premiums would eventually come down. They did, and, you know, I saved my customers a lot of money. So there's different ways to look at these markets when things go crazy. They're still affordable. They're still, you know, $20. So if you want to pay $20 for Silver Eagles, there's a limited supply out there. But there are other products to buy if you want silver. It's a great buying opportunity. Phones have been extremely business, and my staff just kind of disappeared on me today. They had emergencies and other situations, and so... I do have my phone on answering service as I do the program, so please be patient. Please call, and we will return your call before I go home this evening. I worked till, 10:30, 11 o'clock almost last night, just to make sure we could get everything processed and people shipped. And so, but product is going to change. It's going to change very rapidly. In the $20 gold piece area, I was fascinated today. I tried to work on a comparison, but I just couldn't get to it. But as a recap, first thing this morning, when gold was down as big as it was, you know, when gold was down $50, $60, $20 gold pieces, they were down 20. They didn't even come close to what the... And they were like that all day. Then they went up. Then they actually went up. And I started, when we saw gold, of course, react too. We did have gold at one point in time at $1,600. And so they haven't reacted as much to the bullion prices as they can, which tells me there's a lot of people buying $20 gold pieces. Supply and demand. So the demand has stayed strong in the $20 gold pieces. And so that should keep the premiums at least a little more stable than what we're seeing in bullion. And I truly do believe gold bullion is just being impacted by the dollar. And when you have $1.5 trillion going into the repo market, and you have the Federal Reserve pulling out all stops, it's just a matter of time until people figure one and one equals gold. I think they're going through a little bit of a shock right now of what's happening. I actually had a guy today said he was going to sell his gold. I said, what, are you nuts? You crazy? Oh, well, really? You know, I've been hearing that it's a good time to buy stocks. I just started laughing.
Oh, my.
Oh, and my. I hope I didn't offend him.
Well, duh. But How about junk silver? Is it still, I mean, is it still
available?
We can buy
junk. We can buy junk silver. Yes.
Okay. And it's going for what?
Silver until that runs out.
And what's it going for now?
You're still paying anywhere from a buck and a quarter to a buck and a half over spot. So that's not a bad deal.
That's not a bad deal.
So it's not a bad deal for 90% silver.
Folks, now is the time to get it. It's going to reverse. When it does, who knows what's going to end up? It's going to reverse.
I don't know how many times this can go on forever. Yeah, I can't tell you how many times that we tell folks, hey, there's not a lot of gold and silver out there. And when you get the masses coming into the market, it goes real quick. And then you end up buying whatever you can buy, which is a good thing. You always buy quality first. And then when that quality dries up, then you go see what else is available. But you want to get rid of those dollars. And another key thing is you have a lot of people holding cash on the sidelines. That's nuts. But every broker, every financial planner in this country wants you to take that cash and put it in the stock market. Now, at least they're smart enough now in the mainstream media talking about, we don't think we have a bottom yet and so forth and whatnot. But eventually, they don't want you to own gold. They want you to put all that money back into the market, and that's going to be a fool's bet. It's going to be a fool's bet. Some guy was telling me, the same gentleman was telling me that he had his money. He felt comfortable. He had his money invested in real estate. And I said, oh, what kind of real estate? Oh, well, this is rental properties that where the renters can own to buy. I said, well, that's great. Until the real estate market begins to crash. Oh, well, these are, the turnaround is really pretty good in this, and we've had some really good yields and so forth and whatnot. Well, that sounds really good when everything's working properly. But what happens when these renters lose their jobs? What happens when they can't afford their health care when they contract the virus? That was one of the things President Trump said last night, that the insurance companies were going to waive the co-pays for treatment. That's not true. They're waiving the co-pays to get tested. It doesn't have anything to do at all with your treatment. So, so what happens when these people have to start paying for their treatments? And they can't work. They're not going to want to buy homes. They can't afford it. So, 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Heading into the break, Butch, we were talking about, I don't know if you want to move on to something else. We were talking about the announcement from President Bush, President Trump last night.
Yep, we were. And, I don't know. I mean, I just listened to I didn't listen to it live. Listened to it later on. Some of the things you said, I was probably over my head, so I couldn't understand all of it. But, he's restricting travel from Europe except for England to come in here and get. With our airline. He's not stopping the foreign airlines from flying in. So I don't know what good it's going to do for us to keep ours from flying in from Europe, but you're going to let the rest of them come in. I had no idea how this was going to work. It didn't make any sense. A lot of things you said just didn't add up in my head, but they may know something I don't know. But I do know that Merkel in Germany, if you can believe her for anything, says she thinks Germany could get 70% of the people infected with coronavirus. Whether that's true or not, I have no idea. But she's looking for 70% of them to be infected. I don't trust Merkel no more than I do Trump. But that's what they're talking about. And if they're talking about keeping this thing afloat and they reduce the rates to zero or below, Melody, it might spur a little bit of buying for a while because there's no point having money in the bank if it's losing money. People may spend it. But how long will that last before that goes away? And then what? Then where do you go? I mean, is that a fair question?
You have Major League Baseball. They're going to suspend spring training games and to delay the start of the 2020 regular season by at least 2 weeks. The iconic Boston Marathon will be run in September instead of April. We know all about pro basketball, hockey, NASCAR. They have all canceled or curtailed activities. New York is to ban events over 500 people. You have the New York Philharmonic. They canceled performances through March. Heck, even our we have St. Patty's Day parades. They've all been canceled. So
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The list just goes on and on. Yeah.
This article about Norway, I think, is worth reading. It's a couple paragraphs long, but I think it's worth reading.
Yeah.
The entire country, Norway, is shutting down. Now, folks, this is real stuff. If you think things have gotten bad in the United States, where St. Patrick's Day parades have been canceled, and the NBA is suspended for the rest of the season, just wait until you hear about Norway. Starting Thursday, the small Nordic country announced its measures that will be the most extensive Norway's population has experienced in peacetime, and which involved practically shutting down the entire country in order to slow the spread of the new coronavirus. Norwegian Minister of Health and Care Services Bent Hori told the national broadcaster NRK, in addition to kindergartens, child care facilities, schools and universities closing nationwide, and a ban on both professional and amateur sports, measures that have been taken only regionally so far in the U.S., the entire country of Norway is also requiring all hairdressers, massage clinics, gyms, and tattoo parlors to close. Life in Norway and Swedish journalist Peter Life in Norway is a magazine, and Swedish journalist Peter Emanuelson report based off the announcement on NRK. Cultural events are also banned, which with museums, pools, libraries additionally closing. While grocery stores will remain open, restaurants, bars, pubs, and nightclubs are required to close if they can't guarantee a 3-foot distance between patrons. Buffets naturally are banned. Additionally, everyone entering Norway from anywhere other than another Nordic country will be required to be home quarantined regardless of symptoms, one of the most drastic measures taken in Europe so far. Healthcare professionals are no longer allowed to travel abroad, and the country is encouraging its citizens traveling abroad to return home at once. Oslo-based Twitter user Catherine Wilmonson emphasized that Norway is shutting down. This is serious. The country faces one of the worst outbreaks in Europe, with some 632 positive cases as of Thursday morning. It's extremely important that people follow this advice, Norwegian Prime Minister Erna Solberg said. To be able to curb this, we need everyone to come together. Wow, 632 positive cases. Now, I don't know what the population of Norway is. I don't know off the top of my head. Maybe you do. But to shut down the whole country, that is a drastic, drastic call. And it could happen here. It could happen here. So, in comments,
well, you know, when you do those drastic measures like that, you know, I don't know. It's like, well, you know what? You got somebody in control. And, you're protecting. You're protecting. I mean, you know, that's what we're supposed to do. Protect this country, foreign and domestic. And so I don't even have a problem. Do you have a problem with that?
No, I don't have a problem with it. Yeah. If they're going to do it all together. But we're piecemealing it.
Exactly.
Yes, we are.
And that's why people panic. Because there is like no leadership. We have no leadership in this country. I don't think we do. Doesn't seem that way.
No, they're factioned off, and everybody's fighting against the other one. And I have to believe that's really that's what it's all about. I think that's the division that's coming up. I see it happening. It's been going on for a long time. This is just going to make it worse.
I mean, just like Congress today. Yeah, I'm no fan of the Democrats. I mean, you should all know that by now. But they had a bill. They at least they put something together. But the Senate, or McConnell, said no way. You have a lot of other pork in here and so forth and whatnot. So, you know, I guess they just chucked it and so forth. Well, why can't they all sit down together? And there probably was a lot of pork in there and whatever. You know, I don't know, Butch. It's I don't know who's at fault anymore.
Well,
if it's anybody's fault.
Look back over history and from both parties in our lifetime, and we've been around a couple of years now, it makes no difference who's been in. It's gotten worse with every administration. And the confusion and infighting has gotten worse over the last three, four administration for sure. I mean, with Clinton, it all started going to pieces big time. With Bush, it didn't get any better. With Obama, it got worse. And now we have Trump in there, and the division has gotten even worse. So I don't know what the outcome is going to be. I just don't know. Now, on the good side of the news, China says, now if you can believe China says that the coronavirus has peaked in China and is starting to slow down and go away. So we will have to wait and see on that. I don't know. I did read an article today that this virus, when the temperature gets above 70-some degrees, the virus will die. Well, it hit 70s here today in West Virginia. So anyway, the virus cannot live in sunlight, and it will die at 70-some degrees. So we'll see about that. But China says it's peaked and going down over there. That's where it started. Maybe it's a good sign.
If you believe them. Because then you have to go back to, I wouldn't believe anything that China said.
Almost bad as our country.
But pretty much. Well, there isn't a lot of difference anymore.
No, there really isn't. When it comes to believe them, there really isn't. And we're laughing about that. It isn't funny, though, but it's true. You know, there isn't much difference. Yeah, and I can't believe what the numbers are. I like to think that they really are telling the truth, and only 30-some people have died in this country. But if 30-some people is all that's died out of 350 million, whatever it is, why are we all going in such a panic?
I don't believe those numbers because they didn't test anybody. They're only going by those numbers, by what they've tested,
right.
And nobody's been tested.
So how do we know? We don't know. And that's the whole point. We never know. We just don't know. We can't trust them for good morning. And I can't believe that they can't make test kits. Now, come on. That's ridiculous. They can't make test kits to test this. What happened to the 4 million that Pence promised the other day? It's supposed to be out tomorrow, right?
Supposedly.
What happened to them? So, and 4 million is a drop in the bucket. Are we so inept anymore as a nation of producing something that we can't do better than that? Maybe that's
sure. Where are these test kits made? I don't even know where they're made.
I don't either. Can't make them here, of course. That
probably
wouldn't be
not.
Good. You know, so I don't know, Melody. It is a huge, huge mess, and I don't know what the future holds on this. But I can see right now it's going to get much worse. People are starting to panic. Well, you call the National Guard to surround a town in New York. I mean, that's not a good sign. Not a good sign.
And it's not a good sign we're heading into a break, because I just want to keep on talking. But we have to go into our break. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two Black Berkey Elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. Boy, oh boy, this wears you out, Butch.
I know it does. I had today's course is office day for us, and I take phone calls on Thursdays. I like to talk to our listeners. And my goodness, the phones are ringing off the hook, people asking this and ordering that and wondering about this. And answers I really don't have all the answers to. And, of course, being a radio host and a pastor, they think I have all the answers. And I do have some of them. But I don't have them all, Melody. And I took
Which ones don't you have? I probably have them.
Okay. We'll have to get together and figure it out. But I had to walk out of the office a couple of times, walk out on the back deck and get my mind cleared, you know, and pray, Lord, show me what to do, which what to say. Some people are panicking. Some people are totally complacent, say that this is all a hoax, and you know, so it goes in between one extreme to the other. But no matter what it is, it is beginning to turn into medical martial law.
Well, what I believe is you can't believe that it's a hoax.
Well, it's not a hoax. It can't be a hoax.
You know, it's not a hoax. You know, I don't believe it's a hoax. You can't believe that it is. Whether
no,
it is or whether it
isn't, hoaxes.
You can't believe that. Because you're not going to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
And you're going to put other people in danger also.
Common sense should be used always. Always use common sense. For goodness sake, people, even before the virus comes, you should wash your hands in public and do what you don't go. If you go to a bathroom in a public place, for goodness sake, wash your hands. You know, common sense things should always be done. You know, that should be just the things we always do. But it's not a hoax. People are dying from it. How bad it's going to get, I don't know.
And even in the hoax of, you know, how severe it is and so forth, or when it's going to go away, we just don't know. So you take care of yourself. And you don't go crazy either on taking care of yourself. But, you know, you stay at home. And, you know, because, you know, I was saying during the break, where I live, the town close to me, I don't want to say any towns, I don't want to get in trouble. But they're not shutting anything down unless they get it from the state. And I'm thinking to myself, this is just, it does protect jobs. People do have to work. But on the other hand, why would you jeopardize the health of people? I don't understand. I don't get it, because there's just some people who just aren't going to pay any attention, just like I see. You know, I saw some articles, the headlines, where there's some people saying that, you know, I'm going to go here or there. I don't care whether I die or not. I'll take my chances. And, you know, they're probably young, because we've heard all the reports that, you know, if you're young, you don't have to worry about it. That doesn't mean you're not a carrier, and to where you could infect other people. So I don't know. It's a man. I figured we'd be talking about war, Butch, not a health.
I know. I'm looking on the map here. Took a look at it and see that all the states are infected. Five states not infected. Hawaii's one of them. Alabama's one of them. We're one of them. West Virginia. Looks like Montana and a couple others are not infected yet. But it's amazing that there are infections in every state, but these few. We know it's going to cover the whole country sooner or later. But this is not a hoax. The people really are sick in these areas. What's going to happen, I don't know. But you know that Iran, Russia, and China are blaming the U.S., don't you?
Yeah,
this article might be important
enough
to read a little bit. Yeah. It says Chinese authorities maintain that COVID-19 is likely originated at a market in Wuhan where people are selling the bat meat. But Iranian, Russian, and Chinese propaganda media outlets would like you to believe without evidence that the emerging public health crisis comes from U.S. biological weapons. Disinformation about the coronavirus is spreading as quickly as the outbreak, fueled by Iranian, Russian, and Chinese government-backed campaigns blaming and attacking the United States as the source of the scourge. One narrative all three countries, including China, highlight is that is a notion that the United States is weaponizing the crisis for political gain and thus worsening its spread globally. Rachel Chernosky, a project manager for the Foreign Influence Election, 2020, that's what she said is happening. So I don't know. We got three major countries here saying the United States called it. Is that possible? Of course it is. We're not angels. We're not wearing the white hats any longer, people. Of course it's possible. Maybe it is conspiracy theory right now, but it's entirely possible that we did do this. I mean, Melia, a nation that would do the Muskegee experiment. Do you remember that back in? I don't remember it happened when it happened, but back in the '50s, where they took a group of black men and infected them with syphilis, and they're saying they were treating them, but they were infected with more syphilis to see how they died from it. The government would do that to a group of innocent people. Would do this to anybody, and that's back in the '50s. How much worse has it been in the last 60 years? So yeah, we could do that. The United States very well could do that. And another article I thought was pretty relevant for the day, relevant because you remember what happened, we weren't here then, but what happened to the Japanese Americans during World War II? Do you remember what they done with them?
What's that?
They rounded them up and put them in camps.
Yeah.
You remember that, right? You remember that? You read that in history book, I'm sure.
I do. Yes.
I mean, they were Americans. They were not our enemies, but they were rounded up, put in detention centers, just like criminals. Well, San Gabriel Valley gun sales soar among Asian Americans who fear coronavirus-related attacks. This is happening right here in America. Gun sales are skyrocketing across the San Gabriel Valley as Asian Americans in the area fear they may be targeted because of their ethnicity and amid rising fears about the spread of coronavirus. Liu said many of his customers are afraid they might be targeted because of their ethnicity if a local outbreak of coronavirus occurs. David Liu, the owner of Arcadia Firearm and Safety, said his store has been very busy in recent weeks. Liu said he has seen as many as 10 times more customers than usual come through the doors of his business. Because of coronavirus, a lot of people don't start to worry, he said. The area has a high concentration of Asian Americans, and Liu said many of his customers are afraid they might be targeted because of their race if a local outbreak of coronavirus occurs. He said, "I do worry," said David Lim, who recently bought a gun for his wife at Arcadia Farm and Safety. Lim said he wants his family to be able to defend themselves and fears that coronavirus may spark a financial crisis that leads to social disorder. "I hope and pray it never happens," he says. But we now have people, because of who they are, their race, are buying guns because they're afraid to get blamed for this because they're Asians.
Wow.
That sounds so out of order, but it happened in World War II.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't that happen now?
Fear?
Fear.
People will do anything.
Think about this. I mean, people are panicking at a lot of things. This group of people in next to LA are concerned that they're going to get blamed for it, and though they had nothing to do with it. So they're stocking up on guns and ammo. And ammunition sales are going through the roof. Ammunition sales are soaring right now. I don't know exactly what the reasons are, but they're soaring. But it's a shame when a race of people are frightened for their safety because there's a virus broke out somewhere in a foreign country. And these are Americans. If they were from China, just moved here, I can see maybe some concern that they may be infected. But they lived here. That's really a sad situation. It is.
Well, I'm done, but you keep talking.
Okay,
that first two segments wore. I haven't left this desk all week. I've been here, and you know, so take over.
Well, the FDA warned 7 companies to stop claiming silver and other products treat coronavirus. The Food and Drug Administration said on Monday that it had warned 7 companies to stop selling products that claim to cure or prevent the coronavirus, saying such products were a threat to public health because they might prompt consumers to stop or delay appropriate medical treatment. It was the first time that the agency, along with the Federal Trade Commission, had issued warning letters for unapproved products related to the coronavirus, which caused the illness COVID-19. The companies that received the warnings were Vital Silver, Aromatherapy, XEPHR, whatever that is, Guru Nana, Vivify Holistic Clinic, Herbal Amy, and the Jim Baker Show. A joint statement said the products cited in the letters were teas, essential oils, tinctures, and colloidal silver. So now the FDA is cracking down on people say that this could, well, it might prevent it or cure it. I don't think you're not allowed to use the word cure.
No, you can't. And you can't tell people that it's going to cure and so forth. I mean, I believe in colloidal silver. I believe in, you know, a lot of these remedies and so forth. But you can't go and promise people to, you know, it's people's choice to believe what they need to believe and buy what they want to buy and do what and treat themselves, I guess, the way they want to be treated. But as far as, you know, health and so forth, but I don't know. It's I wouldn't mind drinking some of that on a daily basis to keep it, you know.
It's I know people that had a guest on last night discussed that he actually sprays his up his nose and his eyes every day to protect it from different things. It does work. Yep. And by the way, when babies are born, they put silver in the baby's eyes.
Yeah.
They've done it for years. Mm. It actually does fight viruses and different things.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I believe in that. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And a different direction, an article here I thought very well, is written by Ron Paul. Central banking is socialism. And that's a very good article. Said more rate cuts will drive interest rates to near or even below zero. Lowering interest rates punishes people for saving, thus encouraging consumers, all businesses, to spend every penny they make. This may give the economy a short-term boost, but it inhibits long-term economic growth by depleting the savings necessary for investments in businesses and jobs. The result of this policy will be more pressure on the Fed to indefinitely maintain lower interest rates and on Congress and President to create another explosion of government stimulus spending. So it's a no-win situation. If they don't lower interest rates, then people are probably not going to be able to spend. But if they do, they're going to spend themselves to oblivion. So what's the answer, Melody? Yeah, I mean, what do you do? The central banking is the Fed is socialism. I mean, how much clearer can you put it?
Yeah, I mean, he's absolutely correct. I mean, that's the system
where do you draw the line?
People got to draw the line themselves if they want to be in that system or they want to get out of that system, because that system punishes you. It doesn't reward you. It punishes you. Keeps you from, you know, people never get ahead when they're in that. It's very difficult. And all of our programs and so forth are all meant for you to fail, designed for you to fail. They don't want you to succeed. But
if you succeed, you won't need government involved.
Yeah, you're right. Did you know that Lindsey Graham decided to self-quarantine himself?
I heard that.
Senator Lindsey.
I didn't know, but I did hear that. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Well, because he thought he was exposed in the Capitol somewhere?
Well, he was at Mar-a-Lago this weekend, and when he was with President Trump and the Brazilian President Bolsonaro, they tested positive days after they met with Trump. So, you know, they were infected. So... And President Trump...
That means Trump could be infected, too.
But President Trump... the White House says the U.S. President Trump has no plans to be tested or go into self-quarantine after attending the same events last weekend.
Wow.
So, hopefully he's safe. So...
Well, and maybe the way of some good news... You can get paid $10,000 if you're on the move, Melody. If you want to move to Tulsa, Oklahoma, you can get $10,000. The program was funded by George Kaiser Family Foundation, an influential Tulsa-based philanthropy, is attracting people to Tulsa by paying them $10,000 in cash, providing desk space, and offering other perks. The program is one of the first of its kind in the U.S., with similar ones implemented in Vermont, Alabama, and Kansas. After seeing its population peak in 2016, Tulsa Remote is seen as a way to lure in talent to help reverse the declining population and boost the city's economy. The last few years have been the slowest population growth in the state since the late 80s, early 90s. So they're going to offer, if you want it, it's a bonus. And Tulsa Remote is touting the city's cost of living as a selling point to attract people from expensive coastal cities. The median home price is $157,000. 43% below the national average. I'll have the average rent for a two-bedroom is $658 a month. So if you want a $10,000 cash, go to Tulsa. They'll help you get set up and get started. So there you go. There's your answer.
You know what I... Yep. You know, Butch, I just got an email, and someone told me about this earlier today about a YouTube. I haven't had a chance to watch it, but it is actually the connection between the coronavirus and 5G. And
I saw that.
What do you think?
It makes a good point. And from what I'm reading and hearing other places, it very well could be. I did see that. And it does make a lot of good points. You need to watch it. And I'm not going to try to explain it because I don't even understand it. But it makes a lot of good points.
And the video is Dana Ashley. And So I appreciate being sent that. But, yeah, I was just talking about somebody was just telling me about that earlier today, and I just haven't had a chance to. So
on
it'll
our
give
program
you something
Tuesday
to
night,
view
we'll
this evening.
We'll discuss some of that.
Pardon?
On our program Tuesday night, my broadcast, we'll be discussing mm-hmm. that with Deborah Travers.
She
knows about this. So we talk about that. So it's interesting things. Who knows, Melody? But I know that these devices can affect your health. I know for a fact that dirty electricity it can mess you up big time.
Yes, absolutely. There you go. End of the show. 800-375-4188. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me.
That's too bad.